Jews, but Orthodox Jews do not marry Karaites. And it's precisely because Karaites reject rabbinic traditions. Since they reject rabbinic traditions, they don't write kiddin, and they don't perform marriages the same way Jews do. So if a Karaite woman is married to a Karaite man, and then the husband divorces the wife with a Karaite get, it's no get. She remarries, and she has children with her second husband. Those children are mamzerim. A Jew may not marry a mamzer. So we do not marry Karaites. The Karaites specifically, now here in Troki, as you heard, are of a different ethnic origin. They claim descent really from the Khazars. And if that's true, then they are converts to Karaitism. Just as we are converts to Judaism, these are converts to Karaitism. They are Karaites. They have their own Karaite traditions. By the way, Karaites differ from each other indeed, as Hasidim differ from Misnagdim. And Orthodox Jews differ from conservative Jews, who differ from Reform Jews. So the Karaite practices here need not be the same as Karaite practices in Holon, Israel. In Holon, there is a huge Karaite community. And that Karaite community is very different ethnically and in practice from this Karaite community. In any event, this Karaite community has a, you saw the Knesset, they have their shul, they meet in Daven every Shabbos. There are, if I understand correctly, approximately 300 Karaites today. There's a Karaite shul, we saw it in Vilna. And but this is the major Karaite community here in Trokai. It was a much larger community, but it seems to be dwindling, and the question is how long it really can continue.
Do they intermarry?
So I'll just repeat basically what she said. Namely, the Karaites, they were Rabbinites, meaning us, in Troki. The Jewish community of Troki, meaning the Rabbinite community of Troki, was destroyed by the Nazis, liquidated. The Karaites of Troki survived the Holocaust. And they survived the Holocaust by claiming they are not ethnically Jews. Worked. And that didn't help create better relationships between the Karaites and the Rabbinites. Right, now I just want to tell you one other very important fact for Karaite Jewish history with regard to Troki. In Troki in the 16th century, there was a very great Karaite leader. And his name was Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham Troki, Isaac ben Abraham Troki, and he wrote a marvelous book. He was born about 1530, he died about 1590. During that period, and he was a very knowledgeable Karaite, spoke many languages, was knowledgeable in regard to Christianity, read Latin, and he wrote a book called Chizuk Emunah. Chizuk Emunah. It is a defense of Judaism against the teachings of Christianity. It is, in fact, the finest critique ever written by a Jew of the New Testament. Published in the 16th century by this rabbi, this Karaite rabbi in Troki. And he left it in manuscript form. His descendants tried to publish it. In the 17th century, it was sent to Amsterdam. It was given to Rabbi Menashe ben Israel, one of the great rabbis and printers in Amsterdam. He refused to print it. So it remained in manuscript until it came to Altdorf, Germany, into Christian hands, and it was published by a famous Christian anti-Semite whose name was Wagenseil. And he published the Hebrew text and a Latin translation. This is the first time this book by this particular Karaite was published. Once it was published in Altdorf in 1681, then copies were brought to Amsterdam, and now the Jewish community in Amsterdam published it in Hebrew and in Yiddish translation. It is one of the most popular books published, and Jews have used it ever since, until 1997, to read and study so that they will be able to respond to Christian missionaries. It is the best book written.